This week, we'll hear suggestions for some carved wooden art, a book launch of a new poetry collection, a call to artists, and an exhibit that takes another look at aging. Here's Karen Nevin from Waitsfield about an exhibit up through August 21st called Hidden Blueprints.
Art of Jeremy Lee McKenzie. This artwork is extraordinary. Each beautiful wood scroll tells a story. Some have accompanying poems that are intricately carved along with the images. Themes include youth, rebirth, imagination, and fantastical floral motifs. They are absolutely extraordinary to look at. The creativity and thought process that went into them is extraordinary. And Jeremy's story is quite fascinating as well, as he designed the blueprints while he was in prison and had to hide them until he could come out and carve them.
That's part of the Vermont Festival of the Arts in Waitsfield through August 21st. Beth Kopp of Lebanon suggested Take Another Look, Aging with Dignity. This is a multimedia exhibit that captures the lives of seniors in the Upper Valley through portraits and quotations and short films made by local youth. And it's up through August 19th at the Ava Gallery in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Sharon Webster is a visual artist and poet from Burlington, and she suggests the book launch of a new collection of poems by Marilyn Grigas.
I'm recommending it because Marilyn's work is truly unique in its wisdom and wit and long, liquid contemplations. Her work has appeared in The New Yorker magazine and countless other publications. Come on by. Rock Point School is a fabulous place. Does so much for the community, as Marilyn did too.
That book launch is Saturday, August 13th from 5:30 till 7:30 at Rock Point School in Burlington. Dancer Jen Barden of Burlington suggested Spotlight Vermont's production of Dream the Musical. It's an adaptation of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and it takes place at Spotlight Vermont in South Burlington, Thursday, August 11th through Sunday, August 14th. And finally, a call to artists. Through September 12th, the Space Gallery on Pine Street in Burlington is taking art submissions for their annual Art of Horror Show. The Art of Horror Show is launched through the month of October at the Space Gallery. Find out more details about all these events when you visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.